app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We had an hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. Doesn't feel like it, as, continuing our coverage throughout the afternoon of the tragic shooting at the Home Depot this afternoon. But we'll have that latest and up in just a minute here. 512 at News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Of course, have been busy on the text line this afternoon. We certainly appreciate the news tips that we get, also the traffic tips and a couple of big stories here, both the shooting as well as I-10 situation out in Santa Rosa County for much of the afternoon. Gracie will have the very latest on that here in just a couple of minutes. Excuse me. We start with our top three stories. Number one, that deadly shooting at the Home Depot this afternoon. The Escambia Sheriff's Office, within the last hour, confirming the identity of the suspect in this case, 20-year-old Keith Eric Agee. The Sheriff's Office says that he knew the victim. This started at 1:22 with a shots fired call at Home Depot. Sheriff Chip Simmons says as many as 50 to 60 deputies swarming the area alongside other agencies called in to assist. Tanner Stewart, a Channel 3 reporter and anchor, talked to one employee who said that he heard between around five or six gunshots, and Sheriff Simmons confirmed one female contract employee, at Home Depot was found dead inside. Also, two others suffering minor injuries. We do not believe that is related directly to the shooting. Perhaps some bumps, scrapes, and in trying to escape the store. We await word on that. But Sheriff Simmons saying that the suspect, Keith Agee, was initially fled the scene and then put a call into Pensacola police and turn himself in.
I can tell you that the suspect in this case was broadcast over the radio, and then he called the Pensacola Police Department from the Miller Mushroom, a restaurant on Bayou Boulevard, and then he turned himself in.
So the still waiting word on the identity of the victim, 20-year-old Keith Agee, the suspect, according to Channel 3's reporting that you may have caught here at the start of the 5 o'clock newscast, has a few arrests in Mobile County, none in Escambia, Santa Rosa, or Okaloosa County, Florida. So we'll wait word on the Sheriff's Office investigative report here when we get that. 5:15 here at News Radio 92.3. The other local story, the big one today, I-10 westbound over in Santa Rosa County, far eastern Santa Rosa County, shut down for much of the afternoon. Is that still the case, Gracie?
It is still the case. So if you're heading westbound throughout Holt, you're going to be redirected off onto the Holt exit. That's going onto Long Lake Road. And then I-10 is going to be completely closed down until you get to 87. So 87 is where you can get back onto I-10 heading westbound. We have extremely slow moving traffic throughout I-10, getting closer to this exit throughout Holt, as well as Crestview, people getting off at that exit. We have extreme slowdowns throughout Highway 90, throughout Crestview. So if you're heading westbound towards Pensacola, towards Milton, you're going to be seeing those slowdowns right after the Crestview exit, and you're going to continue slow moving until you can get off at the Holt exit and then get back on at 87. We also have just a small patch of traffic on the other side of Pensacola, also in the westbound direction throughout Baldwin County. This is also due to an accident that's going to be right after the Alabama Florida state line. Just a small patch of traffic here, but just keep that in mind that that's another area of I-10 westbound that is going to be slow moving. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to see high temperatures tomorrow with an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow and a high of 99. Heat advisory in effect for this afternoon until 7 p.m. A low tonight of 81. It is a few clouds right now throughout Pensacola. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Other top three stories here today. In Hawaii, the death toll from the wildfires up to 55 now. Hawaiian officials expect that number to keep rising as rescue efforts are continuing in Maui, where the resort town of Lahaina has been nearly destroyed by the brush fire that started on Tuesday.
And at this point, all levels of government, from the local, the state, the federal, we're all working together with our private sector partners to make sure that we can protect lives and sustain the survivors.
And also, the prosecutor leading the criminal case into Hunter Biden's taxes is being granted special counsel status, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel, and he asked to be so appointed.
So that's Merrick Garland talking about David Weiss, who is the prosecutor that's been investigating the president's son since 2019. Those are a look at our top three stories today. Continuing on with some local headlines, this one down the road in Mobile. We covered the story back in January. A firefighter named Kayana Adams says that she was fired because of a neck tattoo, but claims white firefighters with similar tattoos have not lost their jobs. Yesterday, filing a lawsuit against the city, claiming her firing was discrimination. She says she heard offensive remarks from the day she was hired because of her race, gender, and sexual orientation, and she's accusing the city of fostering a hostile work environment. City of Pensacola will no longer provide recycling service to city residents starting October 1st.
Half the things that go in the 21,000 cans in the city of Pensacola are trash. They can't even be recycled.
So Mayor D.C. Reeves hopes to survey city residents about how they'd feel, perhaps about a new recycling program, but for a fee. He says if people are paying for the service, they're maybe more likely to recycle the correct way. County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh wants to find a way for Perdido Key to be better represented in tourism marketing. He says Visit Pensacola mostly focuses on downtown Pensacola and Pensacola Beach.
Nothing against Pensacola Beach. I love it. I have a condo there. I love it. But I represent Perdido Key. It's in my district. Not one hashtag out of 100. You go to the Visit Pensacola page, page after page of beach items, page after page. You have to go through 8 pages, 12 entries per page before you find one Perdido Key. So they feel like they're not getting their share. They feel like they've been overlooked.
And Bergosh says Perdido brings in roughly 20% of the tourism tax dollars in our community, and he believes there are ways to give the Perdido Chamber more autonomy for their own marketing. Finally, Governor Ron DeSantis today announcing that the already record 2023 recreational golf red snapper season is going to be extended another 17 days. He's adding every Friday through Saturday in September, Labor Day, and Thanksgiving Day to the previously announced season. So the season now stands at 87 days. That's the longest combined season since the state assumed management of Red Snapper. So good news for anglers right there. 520, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines still to come. Pensacola Right Now, Friday edition with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan and Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon. We're going to get our state headlines in just a bit, but first we're going to get a look at our roads. We did have a major accident that happened throughout Holt that slowed things down on I-10 westbound. This was a reported by FHP, a fatal car accident, a semi-truck, a smaller car rear-ended a semi-truck. So it did close down I-10 westbound. It's closed down at the Holt exit, and it is going to be closed until the exit with 87 in Milton. So if you are heading in the westbound direction, there's extreme slow moving traffic leading up to the Holt exit, exit 45 onto Long Lake Road, and you will get redirected onto this road. I-10 westbound, again, extremely slow moving traffic as you are getting into Holt from Crestview and getting into Milton. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-226-1111. And for weather, we are going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Hot highs are forecast all the way through the weekend, so the high temps mid-90s with triple-digit heat index values. Advisories likely through the weekend for the heat. We might catch a break, though, with some rain. We've got a 40% chance for rain Saturday and Sunday. Also, a moderate risk of rip currents expected along the coast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, 94 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
State headlines. Details are out on the first-year efforts of a strike force aimed at stopping human trafficking and seizing illegal weapons and drugs. Governor Ron DeSantis announced the formation of the strike force in June of last year. He says the initiative has resulted in thousands of felony charges, including more than 40 involving human smuggling. The governor says the strike force also seized $2.7 million worth of drugs, including 8 pounds of fentanyl.
Also, the state of Florida is working on an initiative to make sure people understand the dangers of the summer heat. So State Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson is in Brevard County earlier today to explain a statewide heat stroke preventative campaign. He says that every fuel pump will soon feature a new inspection sticker warning people to never leave a child or pet inside a hot car.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is worried he's being left off of surveys and losing a chance to participate in the first GOP debate. He says he respects the minimum threshold the RNC requires for candidates to debate, but is concerned whether the process is fair. Suarez has met the 40,000 donor threshold, but needs to be at 1% minimum polling, which he has yet to meet.
Also, Ron DeSantis is hinting that he may be willing to use drone strikes against Mexican drug cartels. During a campaign stop in Iowa Thursday, the governor said if he was elected, he would use whatever force we need to take down Mexican drug cartels with or without the help of Mexico's government. DeSantis said that cartels are like a foreign terrorist organization.
National headlines, a white supremacist who allegedly threatened jurors and witnesses in the trial of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter is now in custody. Yesterday, Hardy Lloyd of West Virginia was arrested. Prosecutors say Lloyd sent threatening letters and emails to witnesses and jurors in the trial and described mass shooter Robert Bowers as a lone wolf hero.
President Biden is calling on Congress for a $24 billion for Ukraine, but some Republicans have been hesitant about putting any more money towards Ukraine's efforts against the war against Russia continues no sign of stopping soon. They say that more oversight is needed to see exactly where the $45 billion already sent to Ukraine went.
Illegal immigration is peaking again, and the Border Patrol is running out of space. Congressman Henry Cuellar says there's talk of, once again, releasing immigrants on the streets of border towns with nothing but the clothes on their back.
When people hear that they're being released on the street pretty quickly, then they'll call more family, and that adds to the momentum.
He says there's a mad rush coming from Central America. He wants Homeland Security workers to be sent into Mexico as a way to prevent economic migrants from making it to our border.
And the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail today. The decision came after federal prosecutors accused him of tampering with witnesses. The former crypto king has been confined to his parents' home in California on a $250 million bond.
In Illinois, they're continuing its ban on assault weapons. The state Supreme Court upheld the law in a 4-3 ruling. The ban on assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by lawmakers in January and then signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Also, the IRS can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax account records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. It's 5:30 on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back after a Fox News update in Your Money Now. And Your Money Now is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. It's Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Matt Napolitano. Wildfires continue to burn in Maui. Vice President Kamala Harris asked in Chicago about when she and President Biden might visit the disaster area.
We're monitoring it. You know, we want to obviously, as with most of these kinds of situations, do whatever is in the best interest of the folks on the ground, and we don't want to distract from the resources that need to go into victims of this tragedy.
Coast Guard officials in Hawaii are set to provide an update today on the ongoing fire response in Maui. The U.S. is working to secure the release of 5 American prisoners detained in Iran, now on house arrest after a deal providing the Islamic Republic with $6 billion in frozen humanitarian funds.
The bottom line is we would have full visibility about where the money is going.
and for what purpose?
NSC spokesman John Kirby. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Negotiators for film and TV writers were said to be back at the bargaining table with studio representatives this afternoon, a step that could represent a long-awaited thaw in the icy Hollywood strike that has largely kept the entertainment industry at a standstill since early May. Writers Guild of America members have been on strike now for more than 100 days, resulting in headaches for studios and financial losses for entertainment-related businesses. The situation escalated in mid-July when film and TV actors joined writers on the picket lines. Come Sunday, Amazon will officially open a massive warehouse that'll be its largest in Washington state. The five-story high, nearly 3 million square foot facility in Snohomish County, not far from Arlington Municipal Airport, will eventually employ some 1,200 workers. Stocks didn't make any huge moves in either direction today and finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 105 points, but the S&P 500 slipped 4. The NASDAQ Composite eased 93. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kirk Cousins enters the final year of his contract. As you know, the Viking signal caller is the definition of a good but not great QB. Minnesota right now probably doesn't intend to bring Kirk back next season, but as we've seen before, you don't have to be a great quarterback to get a great extension. Kirk will be good enough in 2023 and will land a new deal in Minnesota this upcoming offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon, getting ready for the weekend. We have a lot of updates throughout the show coming up, but first we're going to get an update on the roads at 536. We did have an accident that happened throughout Holt on I-10 westbound involving a semi and a smaller car. A smaller car rear-ended a semi. FHP is reporting a fatality at this accident. So right now, I-10 westbound still shut down at the exit 45 getting onto Holt, but it is backing up a good bit, backing up to at least mile marker 51 in the westbound direction. It's going to be closed off on I-10 until you get to the exit with 87. So just keep that in mind. That's where you can get back onto I-10 westbound. That has been closed off for a good majority of this afternoon since this accident took place. If you see any road slowing you down or you have any details, just give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect for Saturday coming up tomorrow, a high of 99 and a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. For tonight, we do still have a heat advisory until 7 p.m. Tonight, we are going to have a low of 83. It is 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at the world of sports today, we've got 6 preseason games tonight. Packers and the Bengals starting at 6 on NFL Network, and that'll be followed by the Broncos and the Cardinals. That starts at 9, also on NFL Network. And some local teams of interest, the Dolphins and the Falcons start at 6, the Buccaneers and Steelers at 6 also.
Also, some NFL news we do have, and also in some NBA news, the defending NBA champions are going to be kicking off the 2023-24 season. That's Nikolai Jokic, and the Nuggets are going to host LeBron James in the This is going to be on. So sorry, looks like our app is back up.
Yes, that's Nikolai. Nikola.
Okay. Take it away.
The Russians, his evil Russian cousin, Nikolai Jokic. Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets hosting LeBron and the Lakers on October 24th in Denver. That's the season opener. Also, the Warriors and the Suns. Kevin Durant returning to the Bay Area. Chris Paul facing off with the Suns for the first time since he was traded from the Suns as well. Major League Baseball. A couple of games about to start, the Rays and the Guardians, also the Marlins and the Yankees, both games starting at 5:40, the Rays playing on ESPN+, and the Braves starting a series with the Mets, that one in New York. That game starts at 6:20, I believe. So that's what's happening in Major League Baseball today. A couple TV games. The Cubs at the Blue Jays 6:07 on Apple TV Plus. That'll be followed by the Giants and Rangers at 9:15. Health, business, and science notes today. Russia has launched its first lunar mission since 1976. The Luna 25 spacecraft blasted off this morning, and it's expected down on the moon August 21st. If the mission is successful, Russia will become the first nation to land a spacecraft on the lunar South Pole, where it will test the soil for the presence of frozen water.
Also, Target is recalling over 2 million scented candles that might shatter while burning. So the recall issued on Thursday and affects 5.5-ounce one-wick candles and 20-ounce three-wick candles sold in glass jars. Target says that it's received 19 reports of jars shattering while the wick is burning.
Almost all pharmacists say they're experiencing drug shortages. Nearly a third say the impacts are critical. The shortages have led to rationing medications and delaying or canceling treatments and procedures. Chemotherapy drugs are in the top 5 categories of drugs with active shortages. Lawmakers say reliance on China for the drugs makes the problem worse. They're pushing the Biden administration to bring production back to the U.S.
And the online job site Indeed says that it saw a 50% spike in searches for UPS jobs in the week after Teamsters touted the historic deal. UPS CEO says that full-time drivers will average $170,000 in pay and benefits at the end of a 5-year contract, and that the delivery giant with the Teamster union last month to avoid a strike. So the existing part-time workers are going to see a raise to at least $21 an hour.
The best light show of the year is playing this weekend. It's the annual Perseid Meteor Shower. It runs from mid-July to late August, and it will peak on Saturday night. Watching the sky, especially a clear, dark sky, will offer views of anywhere from dozens to 100 meteors an hour. Streaks of light zipping across the sky at 37 miles per second. NASA says the best viewing is a couple of hours before sunrise, but meteors will begin showing off as early as 9 p.m.
And the Supreme Court is blocking opioid maker Purdue Pharma from moving forward with a $6 billion bankruptcy deal. So Thursday's decision comes after the Biden administration raised objections about the settlement that would have shielded the Sackler family from future lawsuits related to the opioid epidemic. The High Court is set to hear the oral arguments in December and is likely to issue a ruling coming up early next year.
Looking at some pop culture headlines, the Barbie craze is spawning a Barbie corn maze in South Jersey. It's at Happy Day Farm, which has a pink Barbie tractor, pink lounge chairs, and a life-size Barbie doll box you can pose in. This all is just preparation for the 10-acre Barbie corn maze that'll be unveiled at the farm's fall festival on September 10th.
How fun. Also, yeah. Negotiations with the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will be returning to the bargaining table today. This will be the first negotiation session since the strike started in early May. The strike is now 101 days old, passing the previous record for the longest strike in the WGA history. TV and movie writers are sticking to their demands, including better pay, success-based residuals for streaming content, and restrictions on using artificial intelligence.
And the biggest search for Scotland's legendary Loch Ness monster in 50 years is set for later this month. Drones fitted with infrared cameras will fly over the lake in the Scottish Highlands, and a hydrophone will be used to detect any unusual underwater sounds. Organizers say the search on August 26th and 27th will be the biggest since the early 70s. That was headed up by the Loch Ness Investigative Bureau, which was created in the 1960s. Gracie, I know you are very skeptical when it comes to UFOs, but what say you about Nessie, our underwater ally?
I feel like I just need to stop being negative and be like, no, that's not real. But I feel like, you know, the water horse could be real. A lot of the ocean is undiscovered, so yeah. Something that looks like the Loch Ness Monster, I'm sure exists. What about you?
I think that there may be a... Yeah, I think so. I mean, every now and then you just see like a picture of this viral fish that just looks like just the worst thing ever, and then it's always somehow managed to be outdone by something that looks even more hideous and scary looking. So do I think that in the lake there in the Scottish Highlands that there is a giant water creature that is out there that looks hideous? And yeah, I think so.
I say too. Well, I'm sure we'll see some more, hopefully. Going to get a good look at traffic and weather together real quick before we get some wacky and weird stories. I-10 is going to be the major slowdowns right now. That's I-10 westbound. We did have an accident there earlier this afternoon that did shut down I-10 westbound at the Holt exit. So all traffic is getting redirected onto the Holt exit. That's going to be exit 45 onto Florida. Log Lake Road. So expect some slowdowns leading up to that a good bit, almost backing up all the way to Crestview. And then you can get back onto I-10 at exit 87, at the 87 exit. So if you see anything else on the roads, have other details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
There's not much of a change in the weather pattern as we head through the weekend. More heat advisories likely all the way through the weekend. Temperature highs will be in the mid-90s with those triple-digit heat index values. So we'll have the sun. That'll heat things up. A little bit of cloud cover and a chance for rain. So maybe rain. We're at about 40% on our chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up through the weekend. Also along the coast, there is now a moderate risk for rip currents. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 95 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines floating around today. So Gen Z doesn't want to call white tank tops for men wife beaters anymore. I frankly never understood why that name was out there. But the apparent new term for them is wife pleasers. Okay. It's already being used a lot, apparently, on TikTok, and Urban Dictionary added it last year. The shirts are apparently back in fashion, and the idea is they're pleasing to the eye.
On everyone?
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say. No, I think that it depends on who's wearing it. It determines whether it's a beater or pleaser.
Yeah.
What do you think about the wife pleaser? Is that a name that you think could catch on?
I think it may catch on. I think it's going to take a while. I mean, I never even really called it a wife beater. It's called like a white tank top. Yeah. But I'm sure it'll eventually get moved over to that. But I don't know if it's because it's pleasing to the eye, but we'll see. This story out of Pennsylvania is really wacky. So a Pennsylvania woman is suing her local police department after allegedly being dragged out of her house and detained her illegally. The situation is the weirdest part. The situation all started because of an unfortunate autocorrect. So she texted her friend saying, "I think I just pooped myself," but she didn't use the word poop. And the autocorrect changed it to, "I think I just shot myself." Her friend then calls 911. The woman says after 2 hours went by, she opened up her door and the officers yanked her outside, restrained her, and then smashed her face into the door. Her lawsuit claims that they illegally detained her for 13 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's bizarre. I mean, I would have to imagine that, you know, there's two sides to every story. I would have to think that perhaps the police department's account is a lot different here. But, you know, the police department, I'm trying to see this from the police department side, where 2 hours go by, they responded to this house because this woman says, "I think I shot myself." So, okay, do we have a hostage situation? Do we, you know, what kind of situation do we have here? 2 hours go by. I mean, I don't know what happened in those 2 hours, like if they tried to make contact with her. But, yeah, that's a really bizarre story right there. Newark, New Jersey passengers stranded for hours on a plane minus air conditioning are angry at United Airlines. The July 3rd Rome-bound flight was delayed due to a technical issue connected to the AC. So passengers were stuck on the tarmac with no cooling, little food or water for 7 hours before the flight was canceled. So I offer you this hypothetical situation, Gracie. You can endure one of these two things. Number one, for 20 seconds, you can endure what our friend from Texas that we talked about yesterday endured, where a snake falls from the heavens, wraps around your arm, lashes out at you as you're frantically trying to get it off, and then a predator hawk swoops in, roughs you up a bit with its talons while trying to get the snake out. And so that's it. That's one scenario, 20 seconds. Or you can be stuck on an airplane tarmac for 7 hours with little to no food and water and no AC. And your flight gets canceled.
Oh, my goodness. Even though this, I said yesterday, I would not want anything to, like, I would rather anything happen to me but this. I think I'm going to have to go with the snake just because it's only 20 seconds, because it's like they're both torture either way. Torture for 20 seconds or torture for 7 hours.
You know, I would say that in normal circumstances that, you know, the 20 second, just get it over with. Yeah, it's miserable.
But you'll be more scarred.
You'll be more scarred, yeah. But on the other hand, you're not getting any compensation financially from the snake or the hawk.
Yeah.
You know, maybe United Airlines is coming back and said, "Hey, we're sorry. Here's a month's worth of free flights, or, you know, here's reimbursement plus whatever." But
yeah,
I don't know. think on that a little bit longer.
That's a maybe, too. I mean, it's probably a headache to get that.
Yeah.
Honestly. I don't know.
Yeah, 5:50. We'll take our final break this hour. We got a movie preview for the box office this weekend and finishing up with some good news. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Class X hits the stage. They're bringing the classic rock hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as music from today. It's Bands on the Beach with Class X this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. We're going to get some TV and movie news in just a bit, but really quick, going to get a look at traffic and weather. We still have some major slowdowns on I-10. We had an accident on I-10 westbound in Holt that happened around 2 p.m. FHP is reporting a fatality, but it has closed down I-10 westbound still at exit 45. So if you are heading westbound, things start slowing down right around mile marker 52, and then it is going to be slow moving until you get to exit 45. That's going to be the Holt exit, where all traffic is getting redirected off at that exit. And you can get back onto I-10 westbound at the 87 exit in East Milton. So just keep that in mind. That is still I-10 westbound shut down due to that accident that happened earlier this afternoon. We also have an accident throughout Pensacola that is causing some delays. That's at I-110 in Brent Lane. An accident right at the intersection there that is causing some slowdowns on Brent Lane heading eastbound. We do have authorities on scene, so hopefully it'll get cleared up soon. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 with your details. Excessive heat warning in place for tomorrow. A heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. It's 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index still at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, quick movie news here. So Barbie expected to take first place for the fourth straight week and bring in over $31 million. I guess the one new movie out, Last Voyage of the Demeter, brought in $750,000 from Thursday previews. I don't think that's very good. It's expected to make $7 to $9 million. I believe the budget for this film was around 40-something million. So, yeah, a little slow moving at the box office. So we're going to see Barbie, Oppenheimer, maybe even Mission Impossible there at the top three once again. Also, Disney raising prices across its streaming platforms. Ad-free Disney Plus will be $13.99 a month starting on October 12th. Hulu without ads jumping to $17.99 a month there. What's happening in good news today?
Well, some good news coming out of Florida, out of Flagler Beach. A group of lifeguards at Flagler Beach used their rescue buoys to form a human chain and saved a boogie boarder who got pulled in by a riptide. A guy who works at a tattoo shop nearby happened to just be using his drone during the break, and he got it all on video.
I was actually kind of impressed. It was definitely a rehearsed thing where they put their buoys in their lines and they use them as in unison. Very impressive. I thought it was very neat.
That rescue was pretty far out, so they needed backup. So the backup comes out and then they chain up by grabbing each other's buoys.
So that is the drone owner, Joe Osborne, and then the lifeguard, Melina Bryant, talking about it.
Very cool there. The Make-A-Wish Foundation helped a young boy travel from Boston all the way to Georgia to join the Savannah Bananas for a day. Mark Lane got his own jersey and a chance to join the team. Here's team member Noah Bridges.
We just see ourselves as normal dudes who just really care for our fans and for the game of baseball. But when you get to step out to an opportunity like this, it means the world, and it really gives you a good perspective on like how much this game and like what we do means for kids and gives them inspiration.
And Lane has an extremely rare neurological condition that makes him have 200 to 300 seizures a day, but kudos to the Bananas making his wish come true. Are you at all familiar with the Savannah Bananas? It looks like you are.
I wasn't until Andrew actually talked about it on his show.
All right.
And then after he talked about it, it came on my TikTok. So they're awesome, though. Yeah. They're really cool, and their tickets are actually pretty expensive. So I'm glad this kid got to go and make the trip for it, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're expensive. I mean, the way that they play baseball and the way they interact and entertain their fans. Yeah, definitely a hot ticket around the summertime. And if you're looking for something or somebody to root for this weekend, well, maybe watch a little golf. PGA star Colin Morikawa is looking to raise money for Hawaii, specifically Maui. The FedEx Cup St. Jude Championship started yesterday. He's pledging $1,000 towards Maui relief for every birdie that he makes. Yesterday got off to a great start with 6 birdies. So rooting for him to make many, many more. It would be certainly awesome if he ended up winning the tournament this weekend and got to donate a whole lot of money towards Maui. Says his grandfather at one point owned a restaurant on Front Street, historic Front Street in Lahaina, which was completely destroyed by the fires. 5:59 here. We'll take a break. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. Full coverage there of the tragic shooting at the Home Depot this afternoon. We're back in about 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 16.